right, so welcome to In the Back Seat. On these episodes, I'm really going through the Bible right now, and reading it and talking about it in a way that is, I don't know, more everyday person oriented. So I find that, you know, there's a big backstory between me and my faith and the things that I've gone through with it, but at the end of the day, I feel very called to speak on like a global consciousness, a global religion. I'm not identifying necessarily with solely Christianity as the end all be all of the way that God can be honored in this lifetime. I absolutely do, though, understand Jesus to be King, Jesus to be God manifested on this earth. And I will continue to learn about other religions and other faiths. This whole podcast was inspired really by a Netflix docuseries called This Is God with Morgan Freeman on Netflix. Really fascinating stuff. Really, really cool and something you should check out if you're interested in learning about different faiths. After I get through and go through this Bible, I would really like to look into the Sikh faith or Taoism and Buddhism and different things. So if you have any suggestions, definitely shoot me a message. Either on this website or on my Facebook or wherever you're hearing this, whatever. So, I am in the book of Matthew currently, and I'm going to read, this is a teaching Bible, so it has these breakdowns that help me to understand what the Bible's really saying, because a lot of it's written in this older way, and it's hard to dissect what it means. So, right here, I am in Matthew, and I'm going to be reading this little excerpt and then talking about it. So, we obey God only when we show love to people. We obey God only when we show love to people. God chooses a one-on-one relationship with each of his people, but that's just part of it. While we are one-on-one with God, we walk the earth in a sea of people, and our interaction with people is central to our honoring or dishonoring God. You can look back to the Ten Commandments. Six of the ten teach how to relate to other people. Honoring your parents and choosing not to lie, murder, steal, commit adultery, and covet are all parts of obeying God. Many would like to believe that our relationship with God has nothing to do with our relationship with people. They would be totally wrong. God interacts with people. We interact with people. God created us to live in community. We glorify God most evidently when we show real love for people. Jesus himself said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." When a lawyer asked Jesus about the greatest commandment, Jesus' answer reflected the first of the Ten Commandments, "Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind." Though the lawyer didn't ask for a second command, Jesus added, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." How is the first like the second? They are intertwined. We love God when we love people. We love people because we love God. God loves people and we love God, so we also love people. John the Apostle goes as far as to say, "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, and that he who loveth God love his brother also." The command to love other people is not just a suggestion for extroverts. It's a command straight from the mouth of Jesus and a requirement for loving God. So cool. Such good stuff. It's basically saying, you know, you're meant to love people here and love people without fail, without condition. You know, again, I mention this every episode because it is who I am. I'm a hairstylist and I've been doing this now for 8 years and I've talked to so many people. And it's a very common theme that people feel disgusted by other people or people are really let down by other people in this world or people just don't like people. People will say that. I hate people. This and that. And, you know, we have a really unhealthy level of toxic media that comes into our life all the time. But when you get out into the world and you are out with the intention of loving others, goodness shows up everywhere and good people show up everywhere and connection shows up everywhere. And you get what you look for. You really do. So, when you look to love and you love yourself and you have a relationship to and with God and a life of faith, you're able to love others more fully, love yourself fully. And, I think it just breeds goodness, but I'm very passionate about things being in action, this being in action and not just keeping it all in your own psyche and in your own world. It just makes sense that to be called to live a life of God means to connect to your fellow person, because he made us in his image, all of us in his image, so we're all worthy. No matter if you're somebody who lives a life of faith, that's not it's not my business. It's not my concern if you are somebody who walks in faith or who doesn't, or who is, you know, at the point of just your own self-discovery. Your life is not my, you know, your experience is not my concern at all or my thing to judge. The only thing I'm here to do is to love myself, love God, and love you. So I think that's really cool. And that's like the vibe of the Bible. So if you're like digging the vibe, the Bible is definitely a cool book to check out. And again, I don't and I won't identify necessarily entirely with Christianity, entirely with Catholicism. I'm learning more about Christianity more and more. And of course, it sits well and beautifully with my soul. And I feel called to walk with Jesus and have a relationship with Jesus. And I claim Jesus to be king in my world and in my experience. However, I feel as called to proclaim that I am very interested in learning about other faiths. Interesting. What did I just hear? Oh my God, it was Siri. Wow. I'm like, who did I just hear? No, so yeah, I'm just very, very interested in learning about all different types of religions of faiths and things that they have. I want to get into the Sikh faith. If I am correct, I believe that Their Chosen One is a book, and I learned that in that docuseries, which I love because people are fallible. All of us are. So a lot of these religions have people in power, and the lowest member of the church, in my opinion, is just as valuable as the Pope, in my opinion. Like, we are all equal in the love of God to ourselves. So I think it's really amazing that the Sikh faith has a book be their truest form of information, which is actually what I think the Bible is, like, should be. And Jesus's teaching should be over any other type of hierarchy. I think it's foolish that we have these hierarchies of humans that think that that's a valid way to structure anything. It's not. It's not legitimate at all. So, in my opinion. But you know, Buddhism is very, very cool and very interesting and very accessible to individuals who have, you know, the layers of feelings and emotions underneath the word of God and the word God. So, because it's all about the mind, which is God. So everything supports each other in this world and in these religions and in this faith. We're all doing the same thing. And I've seen that on a very granular level as a hairstylist. And I know it to be true as far as religion goes as well. So no more for me right now. I love y'all. I hope you have a great day. Or if you're at night, I hope you have a really restful, peaceful sleep right now. And I hope that you can wake up and deep breathe, head over heart, heart over pelvis, deep breaths, be grateful, and enjoy, you know, the moment right now. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay hopeful for a really, really beautiful, conscious, faith-filled future.